Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Idyas Perik Gimel Mishnah Tess. About warum, there are four things that Rabban Gamliel mit Tamei. Rabban Gamliel says, Tamei. Rabban Gamliel considers it to be Tamei, capable of becoming Tamei. But v'chachamim mit Taharin. V'chachamim say, it's tar. It can't become Tamei. First item on the list, Kisui Teni Shalmatoche Shabalibatim. The cover of a Balabas's metal basket. Balabatim would put their broken kalim, or other pieces of metal, into large metal baskets. Now, the cover of these baskets had like a curve. And if you turned it over, it could be used to hold things. But generally, the Batanura explains people didn't put things in them, but they used them to cover the basket. Still, Rabban Gamliel says it's called a keli, it could become tummy. The Chachamim say, if people don't use it for that, they use it for a cover of the basket, it's not a keli. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Isilui hamagrodes, the hook of a bathing comb. This was the kind of a comb that people used to use to scrub their backs. And they would hang this comb in the bathhouses on a special kind of a hook. So the Chachamim say, look, it's a nail in the wall. It doesn't become tummy. Rabban Gamliel says, no. It has its own special shape. And therefore, it's a keli. Vayitra says the Mishnah, next item on the list, the vegolme clay matchais, or matochais, depending how you pronounce it. This is a metal keli that wasn't completed. He's left to scrape it down and make it smooth. But you could use it. Rabban Gamliel says, look, if you can use it, so it's a keli. People sometimes use it even before it's finished. And the Chachamim say, no, it's not finished yet, and therefore it's not a keli yet. Now, some of the Mefarshim explained, the thing with metal kelim was that people were proud to have it. Memela, once it was finished, till you put the final touches on it, it wasn't mamash a keli yet. On the other hand, wooden kelim, nobody was proud to have a wooden keli. You used it for what you can use it for. So over there, everyone holds, even though you still have to scrape it or shine it or even it out. But Lamaisa, once it's usable, it's called a keli. Machloikas is only regard to metal keli. Fourth item on the list. Now, let me just remind you first. Earthenware keli that doesn't have an inside, you can't put anything in it. In other words, it doesn't have a toich, is not fit to be mekabel tumah. When a kli cheres breaks, so part of it can't be mekabel tumah, unless it's curved in such a way that it itself could be used to put things inside. So zakta Mishnah. Here's the fourth thing that Rabban Gamliel mitami v'chachamim mitaharin. V'tavla, a tray, an earthenware tray, shenechluka l'shnayim, that's split into two pieces. Now the Batanura explains it has a rim around it, so it can hold things. It was able to become tummy when it was whole. Right now it's split. Sokta Rabban Gamliel, okay, so both pieces become tummy. Now, it was split in such a way that it looks like it's even. It's like by yachatz with the matzah, sometimes you can't figure out which is the bigger piece, which is the smaller piece. So Rabban Gamliel says, look, you can't mamish break it exactly even. Even if he broke it because he wanted to have two, but it could be each one is the bigger one. And that would be the one that's tummy. But because we don't know which is the bigger one, they should both be tummy. And the Chachamim say, no, it's possible to break it exactly in half. And if it's broken exactly in half, neither of them is roiv, then both would be tahar. However, zakt the Mishnah weiter, umoidim chachamim l'Rabban Gamliel. The chachamim would be moida, would agree with Rabban Gamliel. Bitavla, in regard to this earthenware tray, shenech l'kol l'shnayim, that was split into two, where echad gadol ve'echad katan. It's very clear. The one is large and one is small. So then, hagadol tamei, the large piece is tamei. It could become tamei, because it's the roiv, the cotton tar, and the small piece is tahar, because it's only the smaller part of the original tavla, the original tray. Okay, so our Mishnah told us that there are four things, Rabban Gamliel metamei, the chachamim metaher. One is the cover of a special box that scrap metal was put into. Even though this cover was curved, you can turn it around and use it for a keli. That's the reason Rabban Gamliel says it's tummy. The Chachamim say people don't use it for that. They use it for a cover, and therefore it's tar. The hook or the nail that they hung the comb on in the bathhouse, Rabban Gamliel says it's tummy, it's a keli, the Chachamim say. It's not tame. The svar over here is that they bring, Rav Gamliel says, it has a special shape for the comb, and therefore it's different. Therefore it is tame. Clay matches, metal kelim that aren't finished yet. You still have to put the finishing touch on it. Smooth it out. And the handle, whatever the case may be, it's not finished, but you can use it. You can put things inside. Rav Gamliel says, tame. The Chachamim say, until you finish it, it's tar. This is only metal kelim, not wood kelim, because metal kelim is a shtickle covet. Therefore, until it's finished, it doesn't have its full value yet, so to speak, its full purpose. And the last thing, Rav Gamliel's metame, the chamar metarin, was a tavla shenechleka l'shnayim. The trader was split into two. Some understand it means he bedavka split it into two. It's basically even. Like we say with the yachat, sometimes it's hard to tell which is the bigger piece of matzah, which is the smaller piece. So the Chachamim say, any one of the two could be the larger piece. We have to consider both tame. Rav Gamliel says, no, it's possible to split it down the line in half. Neither one is ripe, and therefore neither one is tame. But the Chachamim are moided to Rav Gamliel. If one is clearly bigger than the other one, the bigger one is tame, and the smaller one is tahar.